The Kentucky case involves a claim that lethal injections constitute cruel and unusual punishment, similar to a Missouri case involving Michael Taylor, who was sentenced to death for the killing of a Jackson County teenager in 1989. Brian Houseworth with the State Corrections Department says it will be interesting to see whether the high court's ruling covers only the Kentucky case or other lethal injection challenges.
We're going to wait and see and see if this produces a definitive ruling.
It's not known when the U.S. Supreme Court will hear the case.
If the U.S. Supreme Court wants to take this case in Kentucky, and they will, and they're going to, we don't know when they'll hear it. It could be later this fall. And, of course, after they hear it, you don't know when they're going to come down with a ruling. But, again, our hope is that this case will produce a definitive ruling so we have better guidance on what's going to happen.
There have been no executions in Missouri since October of 2005. Taylor's challenge in February of 2006 led to a moratorium on lethal injection executions in Missouri, a moratorium that has since been lifted. Steve Walsh, Missouri Med, Jefferson City.